evening, good afternoon. I don't know when you're listening to this. I'm just so grateful that you are. And I know that this week we've been talking about my dog, Ellie. And I have learned another lesson from Ellie. And there's probably a lot more to come, but this will be the end of them for the week at least, and probably for the rest of the month. My dog, as she has taught me expectancy and to look for opportunities in every corner and every possibility, even areas that you never thought something would come from, she's expectant and she's looking. The other thing that she has taught me is to be still, to be calm, and to just wait. You see, I am not the most patient person. I'm really not. I want things now, and you know, I work hard, and sometimes I think God is not answering my prayer, or sometimes I think he's not hearing me, and I realize he absolutely does, because God is faithful. And in his word, he promises me so many things. And sometimes I'm not sure when it's coming. And I think that as soon as I pray and I start working on something and it gets difficult, I'm like, yeah, but, right? And I say, Lord, where's the memo? God's time is not my time. And I need to remember that. And I need to just be still. I need to ask, keep asking. My dog is always asking for food, and she's always expecting to receive it. And then she'll just wait. She'll just wait. She asks, she expects, and then she waits. I'm not that good at waiting sometimes, and I thought maybe you weren't either, because you're listening to this, which means you have some of the same characteristics that I do. I don't know if that's good or bad or indifferent or whatever, but I'm learning to be still. I'm learning to listen. There's a verse in the Bible, I don't remember where it is, I apologize, but it says, be still and know that I am God. I love that. I love that. In fact, I have commissioned a painting for my wall that says, be still. And I have a picture that my husband gave me of a lioness laying in a tree, totally relaxed. You see, sometimes I allow my busyness to distract me from what I should really be doing, which is praying and thinking and planning and consulting, coaching, and having events. We have one this Saturday coming up. I don't know if you've registered or not, or if you've gotten the email. If you would love to come to one of our events, I'll go ahead and put it in the caption that goes with this, and hopefully you can join us. We have one pretty much not every Saturday, but we have one a month on Saturdays, and they're absolutely beautiful. They're tools for taming the bully between your ears, to teach you to ask and to be expectant, and then how to be still. How do I just be calm and listen to my next God poke, as I've called them? Maybe you've heard me talk about God pokes. God pokes are those things that you know you should do. You feel the weight upon your heart, or you feel like you should do something, and then you talk yourself out of it. The God poke is leading you down the path that you need to go. You see, I had a God poke a while back that I didn't follow right away. I talked myself out of it. And I know that's exactly why my goal didn't come to me. I didn't hold the line. The line is where I am holding myself, my vibration. We talk about that in my classes in great depth. You have a vibrational energy that you send out. And if your vibrational energy is congruent with the thing that you want or the thing that you desire, then it is attracted to you, just like magnets. But if my vibrational level drops, I lose connection with the thing I want. And what happens is I don't get it. And so I've got to raise my energy level once again to bring it to me. You see, the reason the energy level is important is because everything that is around me, my current energy level has attracted to me. So if I want something different, I have to do something different. That's why we start every one of my trainings on Saturday with dance and song to raise our vibrational energy so that we can feel how it feels when we're excited and expectant. I bet you can hear it in my voice right now. Can you hear the energy shift? I hope you can. Because if I bring my energy down and I'm slower and I'm calmer, that also has its place. You see, there's a time and space for everything. I believe it's Ecclesiastes 3, and it starts about 14. And it talks about how there's a time for everything. There's a time for prayer and a time for talk. There's a time to sleep and a time to be awake. There's a time to kill and there's a time to forgive. I asked my pastor the other day, what do you mean there's a time to kill? Because in the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not murder. And he says, murder is different than killing. I was like, wow. And so we spent quite a bit of time talking about the difference between murder and killing. I was like, wow, okay, all right. Sometimes, well, you know what? I'm not going to get into that today. This is not the time or place. What we're talking about today is being still, being expectant, asking for things, and then having the patience to wait for them to come while maintaining that expectancy, while maintaining that high vibration, so that it can come to me. Now, I cannot live my life in a high, high state of vibration. I will burn myself out. That's why I need moments of rest and relaxation and calmness. You see, when emotion is high, energy is low. And so if I'm constantly nervous and anxious and wondering and scared and fearful, I cannot attract. I cannot think clearly on what my next step is. Now, have you ever been in the shower and the perfect action step comes to you? I have. Yes, I am raising my hand. I have. And it's because I'm not thinking of other things. I'm not anxious. I'm enjoying the warm water, the smell of the soap that I have. And in that moment, I lower my emotional vibration and it allows things to come to me. Therefore, I've started meditating. My favorite place to meditate, in my backyard under the pergola. Especially now that spring is coming on. This winter, not so much. It was a little bit cold. But now the sun is shining. The leaves are sprouting. I've got flowers now. And the birds. Oh, I love the birds. And I have this incredible wind chime that I got from my mom. And I imagine that it's her talking to me when the wind, when the breeze just blows enough to tinkle the wind chime. I think, thank you, Mom. You see, my mom was one of the most incredible salesperson and incredible businesswoman that I've known. And the things that she teaches me. I'm reading a book that I got from her home when she moved in with me. I moved her things in, and some of her things were blessed and given to others, and some of her things were blessed and stayed with me. And the other day, I was looking at my bookshelf, looking for my next book to read, and this book just kind of jumped out at me. I don't know if you've ever had that happen or not, but you know, you're just kind of, well, what should I do? And all of a sudden, something like has this halo around it, or it vibrates, or whatever, and it just kind of jumped out at me, and I pulled it off the shelf, and it's called The Samurai Salesman. I'm like, I have never heard of that book. How did that get in my library? And I open it up, and I see highlighting in it. And I'm like, have I read this? And then I look at a page where there's page for notes. And even in the writing, there are notes. And it's my mom's writing. I am loving that book. This is the second book that I have found on sales that she has already read and written notes in. The first one was by Zig Ziglar. I don't remember if it was "I'll See You at the Top" or how to be a salesperson. I don't remember the name of it. I'll have to go back and pull it off the shelf. But seeing her notes, seeing her thoughts and her highlighting guides me and directs me, even though she's no longer on this earth with me. And so you can get inspiration from many different places. You know what your next step is. Are you avoiding it by cleaning the house? Yes, I am guilty. I do that. Are you avoiding it by going for a walk? Yep, been there too. Are you avoiding it by being tired or getting sleepy? What are you avoiding that you need to do right now? I encourage you to get clear on your next step. You don't need the next 10 steps. You don't need the next 20 steps. I know if you're like me, you want them. You want to sit here and go, okay, that's where I'm going. I see the end. Oh, yes, the path lines up perfectly. My friends, that is not life. It does not work that way. All I see many times is the next step. And I'm learning that's the way of it. That's the way the Lord designed it. Because if I could see all of the steps, I would be terrified. Because I know that I'm not strong enough. I know that I'm not capable to go from where I'm at to where I want to be. Because I don't have the strength right now. Because right now I'm lifting the 10-pound weight. And my dream means I'm lifting the 20-pound weight. Or the 50 or the 100-pound weight. And so I look at that and I look at my abilities and I know I can't do it. And so I get discouraged and I shut down. Then I remember all I need to do is take the next step and God will fill in the gap. Because with God, anything is possible. I know that. I hold that dear to my heart. He impressed upon me very deeply yesterday that I need to take the next step in my business. And my friends, it is scaring the bejeebers out of me. Now it's just in the thought stage. And I'd love to have your feedback on this thought because I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like in the end product. But I started thinking the other day when the Lord impressed upon me this idea was to bring together thought leaders, spiritual leaders, and musicians. And we could do a 3-day, 24-hour event. So anytime you logged into that Zoom account, you are getting inspired, uplifted, guided, directed. Because all of us have these lights around the world that we shine. So do you. You inspire, you uplift as well. And I thought, man, if we could bring all those lights together, link arm in arm, stand in the middle and shine our lights. When we bring them together, they are brighter than individual lights all over. And if we could do it for a sustained period of time, how much darkness could we chase out? How much darkness could we dispel around the world if we came together? If you're interested in joining your voice with mine, whether it be musical or thought-provoking or insightful, whatever it may be, please send me an email and I'll let you know the next steps. Jeannie@jeanniecisco.com. JeannieCiscoMeth. That's how you can find me. If you're like, yes, Jeannie, I want to join you in this mission, let me know. Make sure you put meet in the middle or link arms or 3-day event in the subject so that my staff can make sure it comes directly to me. Now that is my direct email. And I also have other people go through my email first sometimes to get rid of some of the things that I don't need to do right now. So make sure you put meet in the middle or link arms, or 3-day event in that subject line. I will let them know that it needs to come directly to me. And if you talk about it in the body, if you forget the subject line when you're getting ready to send that email and you're like, what did she want me to put? Then just talk about it in the body of the letter, because every single email that comes to me is read. And so as they're reading that, they'll get it to me. Let's join our voices. Let's link arms. Let's have an event that will rock this world from morning to evening and through the darkness. Let's shine our light. Let's make a difference. Now, you may be inspired and you're ready to go. Awesome. Send me an email. You also may need to pray about it. You may need to get still and see if that is your next step. Because it may be and it may not be. Maybe you're the one that needs to just participate in that event. Maybe you're the one that needs to just attend that event. I'm not sure. But I know that this is something that we need to do, because it's been impressed upon my heart. And I want to do it. And I know that I cannot stay up for 3 days and nights. And so I need others to join with me so that we can impact the world. Imagine 24-hour, 3-day event of people singing and uplifting millions of people all around the world as they come and go and they come back for more and more inspiration. Wouldn't it be great? Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? I can. And I'm so excited. And I'm so grateful that you're listening to this so that you can join me. Ah, what a beautiful, glorious day that will be. And the continued support after as well, as we mentor and coach and uplift. What a beautiful day. I invite you today to spend some time in prayer and supplication. Definitely thanksgiving and forgiveness as well. Let's make a difference in this world, one person at a time, one family member at a time. Let's make a change. Let's make a shift. Let's start a movement. Let's tame the bully between our ears. This Saturday, May 1st, you get the opportunity to attend my class. It's $27. What an incredible deal for your entire household. I don't care if you get your whole community in front of your computer. Put it on the big screen TV. Fill your living room with your family and friends. Let's start this Saturday raising our vibration, taming the bully between our ears, and then linking arms and shining our light brighter than we had ever imagined. My friends, our light is needed desperately in this time and space. There's a lot of darkness. Let's shine our light. Let's uplift. Let's encourage. Let's come together. Yes? Ha ha. I'm looking for those emails. Bring them in. Jeannie@jeanniesiscometh.com. I'm looking forward to speaking with you personally and seeing this event unfold and build before our very eyes. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your engagement. I want to thank you for being here, for being you, and for helping and impacting others. Have an absolutely beautiful day, my friends, and bye for now.